Okay, Gemara here on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph quotes Omar Mar, quotes a Mishnah. If not lafon, we call it Kriya. It says Chai of the Balabor Chai. In fact, the Gemara of Amahai, why is the Balabor Chayiv? Name of Kudo Goramle. There was a Rashi's Mazbe, there was another guy expanding the first bore, and he made noise, so Groma ben Ezekin is Potter. And therefore, it should be because of the guy who's digging, but he should be put. Why should the balabor be put? So the Gemara says, "Amar Shimi Barashi Amoni Reb Nosson He." The Mishnah is going like the town Reb Nosson Damar Balabor Hezeka Kaovid. Kol Heichet Eloef Shuli Shalume Mehai Mishtalim Mehai. Hisanya Shur Shedogach Leschaveiro. Labor balashur chayev balabor potu nosanomer balashur mishalim mechso balabor mishalim mechso. Mor says vatanya reb nosanomer balabor mishalim shalosh chalake balashur revia lokasha betam habetam habemul. So let's start lemaisa with the svar of the Tanakama. What does the Tanakama say? Tanakama says that the shor that is dachas chaver labor, the bala shor is chayiv, and the bala bor is considered to be what is considered to be putter. So Rashi here writes that the bala shor is chayiv nezek sholim because you go baser tchilas amaisen. You go baser tchilas amaisen as if the shor did the whole maisen. Therefore, the shor amud is chayiv nezek sholim, shor tam is chayiv chatzin nezek. And the balabor is potter based on the svar that the shor did the whole damage. So Rashi says tchilas maisa on the bottom. The dirumaska ma'idis levechule. So Sam Dratch asked me earlier today. He asked me why is this pertain to the shailan daf yud zayin of Rava? Rava had a shailan do go buster be kar do go buster sof. So why didn't Rava push it to Shaila from this? The Yukobas of Tchilas Maisa, according to Rashi. So the Birka Shmuel and Simon Gimel quotes Reb Chaim, they asked the same kasha. And he said the following. Reb Chaim said that the din of Basim Yikara is only said when you throw something off the roof and then another guy comes along and destroys it while it's in the air. When you throw it, it's off the roof, it's going to die. It's dead already. It's in the air. So the second guy is not considered to be a shutuf in the nezek. Whereas here, the shore that pushes the chaver labor, there's shnei shutufin, the shore and the bor. And therefore, even if you held the svara of basum yikara to be moil to mechayv the bala shore, wouldn't have enough koch to pot the bala bor because he's also a shutuf in the maisa nezek. That's what Lemaiser Reb Chaim's quoted Birka Shmuel in Simon Gimel that wants to say that there's a difference between the sugya of Basar Bayikara or Basar Basov and according to this Rashi. Okay, but nonetheless, that's Rashi Shita. So Rashi Shita is that the Balabor is Patalagami. Taisus and David Gimel, Frektakasha, because the Dinner of Nosson appears here in the Gimel. And also on Daf Nun Yud Gimel. So Tois has a kasha, Dir Maskel E, the top Toises. He says, how does the Gemara prove that the Chamim don't hold of Kilekel Ishtumim Mehai from the fact that the Balabor is Potter? The Chachamim said the Shur did all the Nezek. The Balabor did nothing. He wasn't a Shutif. That's why the Balabor is Potter. Not because he doesn't hold of Reb Nosson. That's Tois's kasha and Rashi. So Taisus is Chaylik and Rashi. Taisus is Chaylik and Rashi. Taisus holds Lamaisa and Dafi Gimel, and also it's a Taisus by Yasser, Dirmaskel Baal. Taisus is Chaylik, and he claims that according to the Chumim, the Baal Ashur is Chayiv Rakhati Nezik, Shur Amud, a Tam is Chayiv Fourth, Reva, and the Baal Abor is Potter because of a Pasuk, a Drosh of a Nafal Shama, Mashu Nafal Me'el of Loshia Pilu Acheru. So it comes out that according to this, says Taisus, the Hochach is the Chum don't hold of Reb Nosson, because the bottom line is that what the Balabor pays Chatzin Nezek, We don't say that the Baal Ashur should pay also the chelik of the Baal Abor. Why don't we? Because they don't hold the Reb Nosson. They don't hold the Reb Nosson. Shema Aminu, so we don't hold the Reb Nosson. So that's how Tosfos learns Pshat in the Gemara. That's how Tosfos learns the Pshat in the Gemara. What's Pshat in Rashi? What's Pshat in Rashi? Tosfos has a kash on Rashi. So the Pnei Yeshua and the Chazon Ish have a Pshat. The Pnei Yeshua says, Chas v'Shalom, Rashi did not mean the Maisa that the Baal Ashur did the whole Nezik and the Baal Abor did zero. But what Rashi meant is that the Baal Abor did all the whole Nezik. But what Rashi meant is that since the Baal Ashur did the whole Nezik, we cannot say that each guy did Chatzin Nezik, and the Baal Ashur is Mechayv the whole Nezik, despite the fact that the Baal Abor is a Shutif in the Nezik, because the Baal Abor can push him off, the Nezik can say, go to the Baal Ashur. Because why? He started the whole thing, and since he started the whole thing, the Chiyuv's on him. And therefore, Allah Lamais, we're not Mechayv what? We're not Mechayv the Baal Abor to be Mashlim, the Chiyuv of the Baal Ashmur. Why not? Why are we Mechayv the Baal Abor to Mashlim the Chiyuv of the Baal Ashmur? Because he doesn't hold Reb Nosson. So the Pnei Yeshua basically says, don't tell me that Rashi holds that the Baal Abor did nothing. The Baal Abor did do something. But the Baal Abor has the ability to push off the Nizik to the Baal Ashmur, because since the Baal Ashmur was the beginning of the Maisa, and therefore since he's Chayiv, Lamaisa is chayv to pay. So why don't we say that let the Baal Abor be mashlim? So we see that you don't hold of what? We don't hold of this din. We don't hold of Reb Nosson. That's how the Pnei Yeshua wants to be masber Rashi. Interesting chiddush, but that's what he wants to say. So by a short time, the Baal Ashur Lamaisa will be chayv what? Will be chayv to pay the whole thing halacha Lamaisa, because you don't say what? You don't say Reb Nosson. Okay. But the Chazon Ish has a little bit of a different beer in Siman Hey Sifkot and Vav. He wants to say that Rashi holds that the Nezik is Mishyach is cool to the shore because the shore is holy for Mazik and not the boar, because the boar is only in Kaimai. But Lamaisa, we should relate to the boar outs like Ruach Mitzuya, like Zora Ruach Mesayato, Gemara has in Daf Samech. So also we should also treat the boar like a natural thing that's Mishtatav in the Nezik. And therefore, Allah Lamaisa, we should treat it like a Ruach Mitzuya that's Mishtatav in the Nezik. The Baal Abor should be Chayiv at least something. The fact that the Chamin Pater, the Baal Abor Legamri, Shema Amina, we don't hold Reb Nosson. So that's how the Chazon Ish wants to save Rashi as well. So the Pnei Yeshua and the Chazon Ish want to save Rashi. And that Lamaisa is how they want to what? How they want to read the Gemara. But it's interesting just to point out that the Shita Sekhadmainim and David Gimel asks on Taisis, if the Baal Ashur is Chayiv Rachetzi Nezik, so if a shore would push another shore off a mountain and will fall down to a bika, we should be Chayiv Rachetzi Nezik, because that's Tosfos' theory. So the Teretz is, there's a big difference between Dochef Labor and Dochef Lekarkastam. Dochef Lekarkastam, there's one Mazik. One Mazik is Chayiv the whole Nezik. Masha'en Kain, when you're Dochef Lesok Bor, there's Shtei Shutvin to the Maisa Hezik. And the Torah pops the Baal Abor from the Gzeres HaKosav, as we said, V'nafal Shama, Lo She'apilu Acherim. So that's why, in that case, the Baal Ashur will only be Chayiv L'maisa. That case, Mashalim would be only Chayiv Chatzin Nezik. So that's, you can't say L'maisa, we could equate a case of hard to Bika. So that's the Pshav L'maisa in the Tanakama. Machlegesh Rashi Tezes, how we could save Rashi based on the Pnei Yeshua, the Chazon Ish, and that Shitas HaKadmonim, Bedaf Yud Gimel. But then the Gemara says, as we said, that our Mishnah is like Reb Nosson. Now the Gemara says that Gemara has the Kasha, and then the Gemara has two Lashonis right here, and it says, Omarava, Reb Nosson Dayanu, V'nachas Dum Kula Dina. That really holds Kula Hezek, that's the first Lashon. And Lamaisa, the reason why the Baal Abor has to pay is because he's a Shutif. And since he's a Shutif, he's got to pay. But again, let's remember the first lashon holds that kula hezek v'kula hezek. Each guy did a kula hezek, the Baal Ashur or Baal Abor. The second third Zibay Yisem says no. Each one's chetzi chetzi, and we have this svar of that it was killed in your boar. That's what the Baal Ashur says to the Baal Abor. So we have two lashonis in Reb Nosson. Now we paskin like Reb Nosson, no doubt. All the rishonim paskin like Reb Nosson, and the reason why we paskin like Reb Nosson is the Rosh and the Rif say because the Mishnah is like him. Our Mishnah is like Reb Nosson. Don't say, says the Pilpulei Harifta, don't say, says the Pilpulei Harifta, that we paskin don't say that we paskin like Rav Nosson because he's dan humka ledina, because we only say that for a yachid versus a yachid. But I will now help you a yachid versus a rabbin. So that's why, Lamaisa, the reason why we paskin like this is because we paskin like the Mishnah, Rav Nosson's like the Mishnah. The fact that he was dan humka ledina would not be a hesber why he would beat out the rabbin. The only reason why we paskel like Nosson is because the Mishnah Dafka is like him, Allah Lamaisa. So that's the reason why we paskel like Nosson. So there's a big difference, Lechura, between these two Lashinas in the Gemara. Basically, Reb Nosson Lamaisa, if you hold like the first Lashin, you could expand this to Kola Torakula whenever there's Shutfin in a damage. It's not just limited to boar. Whereas according to the second Lashin, says your animal was killed in my boar, it's macho like it's a din in boar. But if you'd have a case of shutin mazik outside of this, you could not say the din of Reb Nosson. That's what it seems pretty clear nafkemina between the two lashonis lamaisa, between the two lashonis they have in Reb Nosson. Okay, it would be a very clear nafkemina, and that's what Tosis points out here, and we're going to see a nun gimel and beis, God willing, the din of shore. And bore to the case of the shore and the what? Shore and the shore of Sula Mekdashin would be a what? Would be a big nafkemina ledina. The Ramban and the Ra writes there's no nafkemina ledina between the two lashonis. They're just arguing how to be masvir why the time pays. But Tosis points out it would be a big nafkemina ledina. So this is clear in the Rambam. This is clear in the Rambam Shita. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Niskemon Pirik Yud Beis Alacha Tes. He quotes it in a short time that's dochaf lebehem lebor, and it dies. Seems like lemais it's the second lashon of Reb Nosson of anatur bebircha ashkachosay. But that goes from Manios and Os Gimel quotes from our Rami Rutenberg that don't make such a deal because the Ram three halachas later in halacha chafalev paskin shor hedyut b'shor psua mikdashin shenachu keechad, which is not a case of bor. He says the same din he quotes Reb Nosson. So you see the din of Reb Nosson applies like the second lashon. Outside the area of boar, and that's the pashtus. And the truth of the matter is that it could very well be, and this is what that goes from Manios is Masbir, that the theory, Lamaisa, of the second Lashon of, I found your animal in the boar, is assume each guy did a Chatzi Nezik. But if you assume that each guy did Kuli Nezik, you don't need that Svara. You don't need that svara. So therefore, if you go like the first lashon, you can expand into Kol Torakula. That second lashon was only said when each guy did Chatzi Nezik. That's what I want to stress. I want to stress that Lamais, you see that the lashon of the Gemara was, in the first lashon, in the second lashon, each guy does a Chatzi Nezik. However, in the first lashon, each guy did Kula Zeka of it. If you hold Kula Zeka of it, then why not expand it to Kol Torakula? There's Shutfin. But if you hold each one's Chatzi, you're going to limit it what? You're going to limit the actually boar. So according to the Rambam, you can expand it, no problem. If each guy what? Each guy does kol. And the truth is the Rambam Hilchos Chovel Amazik Pirik Vavel of Hatet Zayin says, Shor v'adam shadach v'labor, the adam is chayv and made vlos, which if we have time we'll get back to that case. But if you make a taka paskins, you see, that's a svar where you can't say anaturcha v'birchak tashkosei, because the guy, the adam did it pekavana. So you only have that svar of that I found the shore was in the Baal Ashor and the Baal Bor involved. But when you have an Adam involved, you can't say that. And still the Rambam quotes the dinner of Nasu. So Bikivegar's Masik, you see from here the Rambam holds like the first Lashon. Halacha Lamaisa. So you see Beferish that we can expand this din outside the what? Outside the area Halacha Lamaisa of what? Outside the area Halacha Lamaisa of a boar. Anytime the Shutfin the Mazik, we can evoke the din of Reb Nosson. Alpi din. And that's what comes out, Lamaisa, from this Rambam and from the two Lashonos in the Gemara. It's interesting, the Teres Chaim points out that Machlekes Rashi Tosfos we began with, it's Menduyuk, that according to Rashi, they're arguing on both Lashon, on two Nakudas. What are the two Nakudas are arguing? Because when the Gemara presents Reb Nosson, how does it present Reb Nosson in the beginning? It presents Reb Nosson saying two things. What does Reb Nosson say? He says, Ba'abor Hezekah Kavit, number one, Nakuda, if you don't like say like the Pnei Yeshua and the Chazanish, if you don't say like the Pnei Yeshua at least, but simple pshat of Machlokes Rashi Tosfos is that Reb Nosson holds Baal Abor Hezek of it, Rashi holds Lamaisa, that's exactly the case. Halach Lamaisa, Baal Abor Hezek of it, Lashon fits what? Lashon fits, nurse, what are they arguing about, Lamaisa? Arguing about two Nakudas. Did what? Did the Baal Abor do any damage or not? That's one nekuda. And the other nekuda is, do you hold of what kolech l'loach mishtalim? Mishtalim. See, according to Tosis, everyone of the balabor is considered to be mazik. But the Lamaisa, this Nakuda is, see, according to the Chachamim, see, Rashi's Nakuda, the Nusa says Balamor Hezek. According to Rashi, the Chachamim hold that he wasn't Mazik at all. The two Nakudas that Rashi and Tosis are arguing on, according to what, according to Torah's Chaim, fits what we said in the beginning. According to Rashi, Lamaisa, the Reb Nusin says the Balamor is Hezek, not the Tanakama. Tanakama says not Mazik. And number two Nakuda argues, do you hold Kilek Lishtumi or not? Whereas according to Tosis, everyone holds the Baal Bor was a Zeka Kovin, not just Rav Nosson, but even the Chachamim. Okay, so now that we assume like that first Lashon, and that if each one is doing the Kula Hezek within Rav Nosson, you could expand it outside Shutin the Mazik. So it's interesting. There is a Ramah in Chashin Mishpat, in Simon Chafei, where it says if two of the three Dayanin make a mistake when they make a Psak Halacha, so the din is that the two Dayanim make a mistake have to pay back the guy they made a mistake to, but the third guy who did not make a mistake doesn't have to pay. So the Ksos HaChosh and Simon Chofei Sukkon Yabes Prakdakasha, he says, why should that be? Why don't we invoke the dinner of Nosson? The two Dayanim should pay. Can't pay, the third Dayan who made it was correct, doesn't have to pay, but let the two Dayanim make the who made a mistake, let them pay that third. Let them pay. So the Ksos says like this. The Ksos gives a beautiful answer. He says, according to the Ramban, which we'll get back to the Sugan David Gimel, that Basar V'Murim and Yud Gimel is all one entity of an animal. And therefore, you cannot be Mazik without one entity. The Imurim and the Basar together damage the animal. So therefore, we don't say the dinner of Nosson in such a case. So he wants to say by Dayanim, the Basin is considered a Gufecha. And therefore, you couldn't have a Psak unless you have all three Dayanim. So therefore, in such a case, when there's one entity, you don't say the dinner of Nosson. That's basically the Gemara and Daf Yud Gimel. This fits very well. We spoke about a few months ago that Tosach of Zayinim and Beis that says Beis Din is a unit theory according to Reb Chaim. So if it's all one unit theory, they're inextricably linked, Lamaisa, so you cannot say that they're separate entities, the three Dayanim, and therefore you couldn't say the dinner of Nosson. If you're talking about one entity, you can't say the dinner of Nosson. So that fits very well, Lamaisa, according to the Ramban. Interesting chiddush, l'maisa. However, the Torah Chaim gives a different shot. Torah Chaim writes that according to the Rambam Rutenberg, he says very interesting. He says the din of what? The din of, and we had this in the second lashon, is that each guy did a half damage. So this din of halacha l'maisa kilek l'shtume, we don't say halacha l'maisa. The psak din is not mazik at all. He didn't do anything wrong. The dying that passed him correctly didn't do anything wrong. This din is said in the Shnei Shutim the Mazik, that one is Achroy and the other guy. But the third dying here is not a Mazik. So it's not a Mazik. You can't say the din of what? You can't say the din of Kilekel. You can't say the din of Reb Nosson. That's what Reb Shimon wants to say. Not the third Shem. Reb Shimon wants to say in the Shar Yosher, in Shar Zion, Pirkhafaf. Again, he wants to say, since the third dying who made a correct Psak is not a Mazik at all, you can't invoke the din of Reb Nosson. Because the dinner of Nosson is not said by one mazik. That's the Shnei Shutfin the mazik. Well, this third dine is not a shutf. He didn't do anything wrong. So the Chazanish and Simon Hey Sifkon Yitzayin asks Akashi says Adarava. The third dine that Paskin Kedin Lamaisa, there's only Shnei Mazikin, and they should pay the whole thing without the dinner of Nosson. You shouldn't need the dinner of Nosson. Shouldn't need the dinner of Nosson. Two Dayanim made a mistake, you have to pay the whole thing. So Lamaisa, what does he have to get involved with Reb Nosson? Chazon Ish asks on Reb Shimon. Why should that be? So he wants to say the cases that Dayanim made a tenai with one another, they would cover each other's, they would not cover each other's chalik. They're only going to cover their own chalik. So since they're only going to cover their own chalik, Lamaisa, you can't say like the Chazon Ish originally said, oh, they should have to pay the whole thing. They had made a deal with each other, we're only going to cover our own mistake. So if we're only going to cover our own chalik, so Mamei Lamaisa, you can't what? You have to say that was the scenario, and therefore you come on to Reb Shimon's answer that there's no Shnei Shutin the Mazik. There's no Shnei Shutin the Mazik. You can't say the Dinner of Nosson. So that's the Teretz of the Chazon Ish. And the Divrei Chaim is the third answer. The Teretz Chaim says that according to Marami Rutenberg, if it's a Palga Hezekah Ovid, which is the second Lashon, Palga Hezekah Ovid, which is the second Lashon, each guy did it, but Bura, I found my animal in your boar. So Lamaisa, that's only said when that svar exists. So obviously by Dayanim Lamaisa, each Dayan did his chalik. That's Shaykh the Sar of Torosoy, the Birchash Kachase. It's nothing to do with the boar. So therefore, the Dayanim are never going to pay more than the chalik. That's a strict saying you possibly like the second Lashon, and therefore you only say it limited only to Hilchos boar and one other thing that damages. That would be a third teretz to answer up that Ramah. But it's all making the assumption, we said that the Ramah could say the dinner of Nasan outside the area of boar. One of the answers we're saying is Yutaka can't. You cannot say the dinner of Nasan outside a situation where boar is not one of the shuttim. So if you say it like that, therefore you're not going to have the kash at all. Okay, so that's Lamaisa. That Lamaisa leads us to the following, to the Sugya and Daf Yud Gimel. Mentioned Lamaisa, the Sugya, Gemara says in Daf Yud Gimel, quotes the dinner of Nasan. The Gemara quotes, says, Amar Rav Papa. Gemara says like this, Amar Rav Abba, rather, Shlom, Shizika, Govim, Bissar, Mena, Govim, Imurim, Shita, Imurim, Legavah, Asaka, Lo, Tzricha, Legavah, Mibsar, Kenegat, Imurim, Alibid, Iman, I Alibid, Rabbanim, Shita, Amre, Kilek, Lishtum, Imay, Lo, Mishtam, Imay, I Alibid, Rav Nosson, Amre, Kilek, Lishtum, Imay, Mishtam, Imay, Gemara says no, Ibai, Simr, Rav Nosson, Ibai, Simr, Rabbanim, Ibai, Simr, Rabbanon, Hadim, Libetray, Gufe, I would think you have to can pay from the whole entity. Kamashuman comes Rabab and says no. Ibay Sir of Nasan Hussam Udamar Balashur Labala Kamor Hussam Lam Balashur Labala Bor Anna Toroy with Birkash Kokhe. My delays live this to me, Mishon Minach. Aval. Hakli Miyat Samar Bashur Azik Imur Lo Azik. So what does Gemara here say on your Gimel and Aleph? By the case of you have a case of a korban that was animals makdish, and we know that it damaged someone. So you have some of the basar and some of the imurim. So Rabab is mechadish yegovi b'sarin kefi the chatzin nezek shovi abasar not govi lefi kenegan imurayin. We don't say the dinner of nasan. Okay, why don't we say the dinner of nasan? Because we only say the dinner of nasan when you say ani torah the birchas kachase. This has nothing to do with a boar. So that's all well and good according to what the second Lashon that we learned where on the Gimel Amud Aleph. But if you say like the first Lashon that says Kula has a Kavikul Lashon, we're partners in it, so why don't you say the dinner of Dawson? So Tysus in your Gimel Amud Aleph asks this Kasha, and Tysus says the bottom Tysus, the little Tysus, and he says that Lamaisa everyone holds. Even the first Lashon holds Lamaisa, that each one does the whole Nezik. Then you'd have the din of Ani Turcha Virchash Kachase. When the Gemara said its first Lashon, it didn't know the second Lashon. Once the second Lashon is introduced, everyone holds of it. That's what Tais says, the little Tais in the Gimel Amud Aleph. So Memeila, everyone holds of it. So if everyone holds of that, Halacha Lamaisa, so it's no problem. So it's basically, after it's all said and done, once the second Lashon is introduced, the first Lashon holds of it just as well. It's not an independent Lashon. That's the Taisus. Okay. Lefize. It would come out then that the sugya nun gimelum base that says shor psul amuktoshim shiziku, we say Rav Nosson's din. Aye, Torah bircha can't be said. So you have to say lamaisa. You have to say lamaisa that's choylek on the sugya and dafyud gimel. In other words, the sugya and dafyud gimel says the only time you say dinner of Nosson's with four is one of the two shuktim. That's befeirish. But the sugya nun gimel and beis says no. We'll say it even without the dinner of boar. So maybe it's a chilkin sugya is whether you could say this dinner of nasan outside the dinner of boar. That's possibly what you could suggest, or you could suggest that maybe what, or you could suggest as Taisa says here on what on nun gimel and beis. Taisa says on nun gimel and beis that would all be well and good if you hold what, if you hold. Chetzi Yevid, Chetzi Hezek, Chetzi Hezek, Taisa says in Gimel Beis. But if you hold Kula Hezek, Lamaisa, then you can say it outside the dinner boar. And that's exactly what we're saying on Gimel Beis. You don't have to say the Sugis Halukas. You can say like Taisa in Gimel Beis that says Beferish that if it's Kula Hezek, they don't limit it to boar. That's only if he's going to say Chatzi. Are you saying that? But if you say Kula Hezek, then what? Each one's doing Kula Hezek, then you don't have to come out and limit it to what? Limited the dinner boar. So that comes out Lamaisa from Tysus. That's Tysus' answer to answer up the first Lashon. However, the Ramban and the Milchamas and the Ra'ah says not that way. Wants to say Lamaisa, very similar to what we said before, and that is that And that's basically what the Ksos is answering based on this Ramban and the Ra'ah, that Paganiska, the din of Paganiska of it, or Kula Hazik, is only by two mazikin. And they do it with Shutfis. So then you come out of the Svarvana Turcha Bebircha. But Shlomim Sheiziku, it's not Shnei Mazikin. It's not Shnei Mazikin. Even Chetzi Hezik, that's Hizik Babasar, could not what? Could not be Mazik Levah without Imurim. They're inextricably linked. So therefore, even according to Ibn Nassan, the Chiv is Mutul on the Imurim, cannot be put on what? Cannot be put on the Basar. And Rebaran Kodlitz, that sounds Mazvah, the Svar, the Ramban, and the Ra'ah, that since the Basar cannot do anything, Lamaisa, even Chatzin Nezika couldn't do. It doesn't have a shame mazik unless it's connected with the Imurim. So the Chiyuv Tashlum is Chal on Shneim Yachtav. And he can mechav the Basar b'fnei Atzmo. But when you have Shnei Mazikim showing him, then each one is a shame mazik, and you can mechayev one on the other based on the din of what? Based on the dinner of Nasr. So that's what the Ksos said, b'shem the Ramban. So Lamaisa Beis is all one entity. So Memele, you cannot invoke the dinner of Nasr. And then you could say, Poshet, Shidim Gubetz gives a third teretz from Rabbeinu Yeshaya. It's quoted in Shidim Gubetz and Yugimon Beis, that in a Hanami, this sugya of Shlom and Govim Bisaran is only according to what? Is only going like the Lashon Sheni. Lamais. It's going like the Lashon Sheni, that you don't say Rav Nosson, the Gemara says Daf Yugimon, because not a case of war. But in a Hanami, according to the first Lashon, we would say the din of what? We would say the dinner of Nosson. So that's how Rabbeinu Yeshaya says in a Hanami, that sugya is only according to what? Only according to that teretz halacha lamais. Okay, so lamais, that leads us to the following. Then Reb Nosson lamais, Reb Nosson holds against the chum. It's not just the tchilis mazik. You have to look at the shore and the bore. Look at the whole entity. That's what Reb Nosson is suggesting. So we had a taisis, if you remember, on Memvavim at base. If you remember, the taisis of Memvavim base by the Baal Avlad. You know, the Nizik approaches the Baal Avlad. The Ramban and the Ritva say that Hodas Baal Din Kameidim, like it can be said, even Sholo B'Kavonet. Because by him approaching the Baal Avlad, that shows that what? That he knows that he was a Shutif. The Ramban and the Ritva point out, you see Hodas Baal Din Kameidim Domi. So Tois Dumaska Gilisa says, at the end of the day, we know that he gets 3/8, right? He gets 3/8. He gets 2/8 from the Baal Paro, and he gets 1/8 from the Baal Avlad. So Tais asks, why don't you say Reb Nosson? Our Reb Nosson. Tais says, why don't you say our Reb Nosson? Amazing. So Tais has asked this Kasha, why don't you say our the din of Reb Nosson? So what's the pshat? So it's very fascinating here, Lamaisa, that we have a machlekes, machaber, and the tour, lemaisa, and simin top yud. Do you say the dinner of Nosson in a situation, up till now we've been saying that one shittiv is putter, the other guy is chayiv. So you know what? The guy that's chayiv, they can be chayiv 100%. What happens if the other guy that we said is not really putter, it's a sveik and adina? It's a sveik and adina. So Tay says we don't say Reb Nosson, lemaisa, when it's a sveik and adina. Because you might talk to be chayiv. Right? That's what Taisa says here. I'm then vavon beis, dimaske gilisa. So, can you expand that to a case of if a guy's baruch or he has no money? What happens if the guy's baruch? He escapes, he has no money. So the Torah quotes the Yad Ramah that says in such a situation, we do say the dinner of Nosson. Quotes the Yad Ramah, and the Taisa by us says no. So it's a beferish machlaikis. It's a beferish machlaikis. Now, the Ksois in Simin Tov Yud Zivkon Dalit, Frek Nakasha, Lamaisin, he says, I don't understand. He says, if you hold like the Tur Di Arama, you're back to Taisus Kasha. Taisus said, you don't say the dinner of Nosson because why? It's a Suffolk. But Lamaisa, according to the Yarama, if you're Baruch or you don't have any money, we say the din. And Mistama Lamaisa, you'd say the din in the case of Suffolk as well. So therefore, a frektic sos on the Yad Ramah, back to Tzitz Kashi, hold like the Yad Ramah. So the Ksai says the following teretz. He says that since we're dealing with a tam over there, it's Yuchlad Ashur. Since it's like Yuchlad Ashur, it's already been collected. So it's not shy to say the dinner of Nosson. It's like it was the shur got thinner, Tzuchush, and it's like Nifsud automatically. So therefore, Lamai, since it's already been collected, you cannot say the din of what? You cannot say the dinner of Nosson. That's how the Ksos for emphasis for the Yad Ramah. Problem is, you remember the Tosis we learned, the Lamed Gimel Aleph, we're running on the Lamed Gimel Aleph base. When do you say Yuchlat Ashur? Only if there's a Gemar Din. If it's Gemar Frey. This is before a Gemar Din. We learned the Tosis. There was no Gemar Din here. So if there's no Gemar Din, how can you say Yuchlat Ashur? How can the Ksay say Yuchlat Ashur to save the what? How can you say the? How can the Ksos say such a thing? This is the word Samech as a Kasha from my son the Ksos. So how are you going to frame for this? So the Shoyl Meshiv wants to say like this. What is the theory of Reb Nosson? He wants to say it's Doma the Arvis, the concept of Arvis, like a guarantor. So he wants the Taina, according to Reb Nosson holds, it's not the Pshat that each guy did the whole Hezek. The Pshat is like Cain Arvis. That each guy's mashum the mice of his chavero. So when that's Davka in a case where a guy escapes or he has no money, do we say the mazik sheni is b'chai midin arif? But in a case where it's a suffik, or maybe he was motive b'knas as potter, then the arif, even on the guy's mice, is not mechayiv. That's what the shoyel emeshi wants to tain it. You know what? Another pshat, you could say the chazanish says that Abaye, who's the one who's talking on mevav and beis, holds the mishnah there is not like Reb Nosson. That would answer the kasha right away. Who says that Abai's Mazmi, the whole Mishnah over there, is going like Reb Nosson? Maybe the Mishnah over there, Memvav, is not like Reb Nosson. That's what the Chazon Ish wants to claim, Lamais. And I just looked up the Chazon Yecheskel. Chazon Yecheskel wants to tie it a little bit differently, and he wants to say that since the fellow was Moida, like I had said before, the Ramban, the Ritva, Hodas, Baldin, even Shalom, Kavana, since he was Moida, Lamais, in such a case, so since he was Moida, that they were involved in the Pe'ula, so it's possible to suggest, Lamaisa, in such a case, why wouldn't you say the Svar of Reb Nosson? If you say that he's being Moda, you know, you should be able to say the Din of Reb Nosson. Why can't you say the Din of Reb Nosson? Because since he was Moda, that both are involved in the Pula, why should you blame one guy more than the other? He was involved, he was just as, he himself was Moda. So since the Udaz Baal Din, that blocks you from saying the Reb Nosson. That blocks you from saying the Nosson. That's what the Chazon Yecheskel wants to tell you. So there's three teruts we want to suggest to frame for the Yavrma. The Ksos, Tor Samech, asked on him. On the Ksos, and then we're giving three other teruts. From the Sholom Eishiv, the Chazon Ish, he says, Abaye, the Mishnah is not like Reb Nosson, and the third answer like the Chazon Yecheskel. What'd you say? I can't hear you. What? No, not a Memvav and Av the Mishnah. No, only Memvav is the Mishnah. Gemara never said it's Reb Nosson. Later Mishnah is. The later Mishnah is Reb Nosson, not this Mishnah. No, not the Mishnah later on, not this Mishnah. It doesn't mean all the Mishnahs. It only means that Mishnah, Jordan. It only means that Mishnah. That Mishnah, Nafal Kura, not the first Mishnah. But what I'm saying, when they said the Mishnah, the Mishnah Kavasi meant that Mishnah there, Anun, the base, not Menvol. They're clearly not assuming like that. Chazon Ish is not assuming like that. I don't think it's so difficult. Okay. I don't need so difficult. You don't have to say it's all the same time. Okay. I can say it's smart, but it's not right. There are four or five lot between them. The shtayas are all together. All right. Okay. So that's Lamaisa. That's the smart I wanted to suggest. Okay. A few other smarts. It's getting late. I wanted to discuss a little bit of ancient Levar Aveir also. But I wanted to just mention also about very quickly. Just a chiddush, I'm not sure if everyone saw it, you know, in the beginning of the Masechta, just very quickly about Bor, you know, Tais presents a machlokes to the Mechilta and the Bavli with say, Onshin Mammon min Adin or not. So the Rashba has a very important line of Beis and Beis, there's no machlokes. Because Bor is different. Bor is a chiddush. Why is Bor a chiddush? He says three nekudas. Number one, it's not dark, Lelech Lahazik. Number two, it's Asan Akasav, Reb Yosi. Even though it's not in Yerushas, Bor B'Shan, the Torah puts it in Yerushas. And number three, the Nizik is Nichlas L'Rishus Shomazik. So because of these three Nikudas, he says, no Machlekes. Meaning that the Mechilta will say, Ein Onshin Mammon Min Adin by Bor, because Bor is a Chiddush. So you can't make up a Chiyuv Mammon based on a Kavachomer by Bor, which is Mechudish. But Mechilta will agree with the Bavli, any other Mazik, that's the Din. Taisus obviously could be Lishitasso, like Taisin Subis, and involved that all Nizikin are not Apisvara. They're also Chiddushi Torah. So the fact that Tais presents a machlokes, he says all of us nezikin are chiddush. All nezikin is a chiddush. So Mamela Tais would be chaylik on that line of the Rashba. The other nekuda I wanted to mention, of course, machlokes Rav and Shmuel, Everyone wants to know what Hevel is. Hevel is is asthma. Causes asthma. The dirt, the airspace is polluted, and therefore it causes asthma, and he doesn't hold Chavata. You know, Shmuel holds Machlis Rav, and Shmuel, we had him in Testament base. So Taisa, I just want to point out, Adav Gimel points out that that's talking about Bor B'Shus Rabin. But if it's Chavata Didei, Rav did not hold of Chavata impact, but if he holds Chavata Didei, it's Av Nesakino Maso, so Taisa and Gimel Amaral says you'll be Chayiv. Chavata Didei. That's Taisa's Chiddush. Chavata Didei. So they say from Reb Naftali, Naftali Trapsatzal says a beautiful Hezber for that, and that is that we assume that since Asana Kosev, you know, by Hevel, it's your Hevel. It's your Hevel. Impact, it's not your impact. The dirt is not yours, it's just a Rav. That's a Rav didn't like it. But if it's your own Chabata, Lamaisa, then you're going to be Chav. Either it's Starfus of the heaviness of the impact. That doesn't make any difference. If it's the day, then I'm fine with the Starfus of the package being involved with it. I'm still Chayiv. But if you're using a chiddush of asana kasa kilu tzini b'shuso, then it's got to be purely yours, and therefore, if you're going to mitzdarf with an impact of something else, that's not going to be the case. So that's the chiddush I wanted to point out. And the last nakuda here on davov amud aleph, I wanted to just point out is that Taisus has, we mentioned it before quickly, that if you have three things, you have a shore and you have an adam that push another shore into a bore. So what's the din? So the Taisus says in Davov, Kulin Chayavin, Mashan, in the case of an Adam did it b'shogeg. The Ksos interprets the Taisus, the guy did it b'kavane, it's Mashan, the Adam is completely Chayav, the Balabor is potter. That's the Taisus Mashan. The Ksos says that can't be. The Ksos says that it has to be a scenario when the Adam did it b'kavane, the Adam is Chayav Chetzi, because he's a Bardas, but the Balashur and the Balabor will split it reva. Be 50-25-25. That's what the Ksos asks on Taisus. So if you look in the Gilyon, the Shidim Gubetz quotes a Gilyon, he says what the Ksos is krieging on Taisus is exactly what Taisus is asking, giving at Teretz. Taisus holds in the Meskana the same thing, that if you have an Adam that's up a Kavana, he'll be Chayv 50, the Baal Ashur and Machamor will be Chayv 25. What I want to just point out is that what the Ksos had a problem on Taisus is the Gilyon learned shot in Taisus like the Ksos himself held. So Mamele comes out if you have a Bardeya that... If you have a Bardeya that's doing, meaning an Adam, he'll wipe away, he'll be high 50%, but the other Shir 25-25. Happens to be Reb Shimon says, if you hold like Reb Nosson, really each one should be equal. Each one theoretically should be equal. But the Bardeya causes what? The balance to be different. What'd you say? Because it was Shalom B'Kavana. That's what he's asking. He's asking from Boish, because Boish is only Chayiv if it's B'Kavana. Shalom B'Kavana is not Chayiv. Okay. Okay, that's the mahalach I wanted to mention regarding bor. Okay, we have like 5 minutes, so real quickly. On Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara has, and Safati mentioned the Rashi last week, but there's a famous din of Ein Shliach L'Davar Aveira. Actually came up on the Gimel, Rashi quoted it here, Ein Shliach L'Davar Aveira, but the Gemara has it two blot earlier, right? The Gemara says that, the Gemara's trying to find a scenario of Bor Shel Shnei Shutvin, so why don't you just have one guy tell the other guy to build it, Ein Shliach L'Davar Aveira. Okay, so very briefly, what's the makor of ancient Levar Veir? So Rashi here quotes, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud Mishomim. Who do you listen to, me or the Eibishter? You listen to the Eibishter. So you see that Svara stuck to the Maskana according to Rashi. Rashi holds like that. Poshup Shat Lamaisa, that is the makor. Taisus holds like that in Kedushin. The makor of ancient Levar Veir is Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud Mishomim. The Ritva, though, in Kiddushin, the Rashmi Shans, and Bomziya Davyu would say, not true. The Gemara slug up the Svara and suggests a Kosov from Stiksim and Boyan Kechay Malamdin, and therefore, the Makor of Ancient Levari suggests a Kosov. The Sma gives a third Svara. He works with Dira Rav, Dira Tamishon, but he has a variation. He says, Lo Yishmali. It's a Chisaran in the what in the Minui. I never thought the guy would listen because I'm asking him to do an Aveira. That's what the small rights in Simikufei base. Then there's a fourth svara I want to bring out to you. And the fourth svara is based on a Taisa Kedushim and Bezim base, where Taisa gives the following case. And where Taisa says, it's a new pshana divya rav, divya tam mishomen. Taisa says the mishalech is a shogeg, Again, the Mishalech is a shogeg and the Shlich is amazing. Because the Gemara says, by Me'ila, you should say, Ein Shlich Levar Avera. You know, in Kol HaTorah Kulu, we say Ein Shlich Levar Avera with three categories of exceptions. One is Shlichus Yad, two is Tvicha Mechira, and three is Me'ila. But the Gemara has a kasha that you should say Shlich Levar Avera by Me'ila. What's the case? Again, the Mishalech is shogeg and the Shlich is amazing. So you can't say like the small. If the Mishalech is shogeg, you can't say Lo Yishmali. That whole svara of the smana, he knows what's going on in Mishalech. So the Poshup Shan tells you a new svara. I want you to get this. That Divya Rav, Divya Tomi Shom is not subjective like the smana that I didn't think you'd listen to me. It's objective. You cannot do something against the Ratzon HaTorah. If he makes a minui that's going to be against the Ratzon HaTorah, that minui doesn't get off the ground. Not because I didn't think he'd listen to me, but it doesn't get off the ground because it was not Kefir Ratzon HaTorah. So it comes out that there are four Mahalchim in Ein Shlich Levar Avera. Either straight up, no pilpling. Either there's a custom, either that he won't listen to me, or either because why? Tells me that objectively he cannot listen to the Ratzon HaTorah. So I want to just give a few nafkaminas, okay? Number one, nafkamina would be, let's say if someone's muksik to be a rasha or a mumar. So there's a major machlaikis between the Ramah and Shach, the Ramah quotes a Tashbetz. In that case, you say Yesh Lich Levar Aver. If the whole lum, this is the smart, didn't think he listened to me when he was a Russia gummer, he listens to you all the time to do Averis. He does Averis his whole life. So you would say Yesh Lich Levar Aver. The Shachlish Yitzos Cholik that says it's a custom that you say Yesh Lich Levar Aver no matter what. So that's one very good Nafkin. The Shachlish Yitzos. A second Nafkin that goes very good is Mishnah Melech. I think Rav Sarfati Yishlita mentioned last week. You say Yesh Lich Levar Aver by Nisad Rabbanon. So if it's, I didn't think he listened to me, you could say that svar also, by Ein Shlich Levar Avera. I didn't think he listened to me by Nisan Rabbanan, like the smart. But if you hold Lamaisin, I forgot to mention this possibility. What we said about, either the svar is Ein Shlich, we said that the makar was what? Divrei Adir Talmud, or it's a pasuk, or it's a variation of what? What is Divrei Talmud, Divrei Harav Adir Talmud, show me that he wouldn't, I didn't think he'd listen to me. Or we're saying that objectively, but I want to mention a new thing. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes, I forgot to mention, that objectively the Torah was not mechadesh shlichus by Averis. There is no concept of, shlichus is a chiddush, guys. The Torah was not mechadesh by Averis. Plain and simple.
Is that a dosis? Is there a dosis?
Yeah, it's different. Objectively, there's no shlichus by Averis. Different svaras. So basically saying five different svaras why you're saying Shlich Levar Aver. Or I guess it's really four, the three ways to formulate how you say Dira Rav, Dira Talmud, Shomi. But comes out, so Lamaisa, if you hold, is a Rosh Lamaisa also. So by Averis, you're not going to do it. So that's one nafkamina. Number two is by Nisad Rabbanan. So what do you say by Nisad Rabbanan? So he never would listen to me either, I would say, in Shlich Levar Aver. But if you hold that it's objectively by Averis, says what the pilpla? Maybe only by Averis the Raisa, Averis the Rabbanan, maybe there is Shlichus. Maybe you could say. Maybe by Averis the Rabbanan, you could say. It's possible. So you could pilpla back and forth regarding that nafkamina. And then the last nafkamina I want you to get, very interesting, is the 2 days in Taiz above Tzid Yudim and Base. When you say Ein Shlich Levar Aver, is the Shlichus bottle or not? Does it go up in smoke? Or does Ein Shlich Levar Aver just mean the Shlich is Chal? Questions: who gets the Aver? Does the Aver stay by the Shlich? That's what Ein Shlich Levar Aver means. Or do you say the whole Shlich goes up in smoke? So you could say, I didn't think you listened to me, so maybe the Shlich goes up in smoke. It's not a good minu. But if you hold Lamaisa, it's objective that there's no Shlich. It's objective, there's no Shlich by Aver, then it's possible to say that Lamaisa, you would say maybe the Shlich is still good, but you don't send the Avera back to the fellas. What the pilpul about that? Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good evening. Yes.